Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, October 1st, and happy 97th birthday to Jimmy Carter.
There is no way we can solve it quickly, but if we all cooperate and make modest sacrifices, if we learn to live thriftily and remember the importance of helping our neighbors, then we can find ways to adjust and to make our society more efficient and our own lives more enjoyable.
I'm JP Edwards, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. A man was charged in an Austell hotel room fire. Tensions over the future of Cobb zoning bubbled up at the Board of Commissioners meeting. One employee has spoken out against Cobb School District's Wellness Week policies. The weekend deadline looms as Wellstar and United wrangle over a contract. Kids scavenge for dinosaur eggs at the Mabel House. And finally, a longtime Marietta Municipal Court Chief Judge is set to retire.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck?
The traffic perimeter is backed up for miles.
Let Johnson and Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson and Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson and Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com. A man has been charged with arson after setting fire to his Austell hotel room. 31-year-old suspect Anthony Aaron Quinn is being held at the Douglas County Jail without bond on unrelated charges. At about 3:30 a.m. September 20th, at the Knights Inn near the intersection of Interstate 20 and Thornton Road, the Cobb Fire Department responded to a reported commercial structure fire in room 303. An investigation found that Mr. Quinn had intentionally set the room on fire. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact police.
Dale, the zoning board has turned you down 6 times. The last refusal was with extreme prejudice.
True, but for a structure under 40 feet, no variance is needed. The zoning board has no say.
A public hearing at Tuesday's Board of Commissioners meeting saw disputes over the future of zoning, development, and density in Cobb County come to a simmer. The disagreement started with a few comments from Vinings resident Rob Siphon, who questioned the county's plan to enlist a contractor to assemble a unified development code, a policy document intended to bring various county land use regulations into mutual harmony. Local governments around the country have put together unified codes in an effort to clean up decades-old laws which may be out of date or conflicting. In an email to the MDJ, Commissioner Lisa Cupid said she's not looking for a one-size-fits-all approach to the unified code and called on any interested citizens to please get involved when opportunities for public engagement in the effort arise. Advocates of East Cobb, Lost Mountain, and Vinings have all cited encroaching high-density developments in their reasoning. City of Mableton advocates are alone in wanting to welcome density to their potential future municipality. Following the public hearing, the county will move ahead to establish a contract with a consultant to lead the charge on assembling the unified code. While no price tag has yet been set, the county expects the contract to exceed $100,000. Some Cobb County school district employees originally scheduled to work this week, the district's fall recess, got a pleasant surprise when Superintendent Chris Ragsdale announced they could take a paid vacation. Yet the announcement has left some employees upset. According to one who spoke to the MDJ anonymously, the exceptions would be the small number of employees who are working on specific projects, as well as those involved in the district's fall learning quest. But an employee in the district's maintenance department says he and every other hourly employee were told the superintendent's directive applied only to salaried employees, such as teachers, who would have had the week off anyway. In response to questions from the Journal, the district sent the following response, quote, "During a typical year, students and school-based staff enjoy a week-long fall break. This year, Superintendent Ragsdale extended the break to include almost all staff so they could enjoy a wellness break," end quote. Whether that included any hourly employees or not, the district did not answer. Chris Ragsdale said, "We expect you to spend time with your family. It's extremely important to have a fully rested and energized staff that can attend to the needs of over 110,000 students and 18,000 employees. It's extremely important to make sure all of our employees are well and focused, and so I want everyone to be able to take next week to do exactly that." For more on this story, visit mdjonline.com. The Kennesaw State Electric Car Team won its latest competition. Here's community reporter Matt Golden with the story.
Kennesaw State University's electric vehicle team won big at its latest competition, setting a track record and bringing home first place in the autonomous division and second place in the driven competition. The team, part of the Southern Polytechnic College of Engineering and Engineering Technology, traveled to Purdue University to compete in the EV Grand Prix, an annual electric go-kart racing event. The electric vehicle team serves as an opportunity for students from different backgrounds to apply knowledge learned in the classroom to all aspects of the design and build process of electric vehicles. The team's autonomous go-kart, Voltron, uses sensors to determine the location of cones along the track and includes redundant emergency and dynamic braking systems. Voltron started as part of an electrical engineering senior design project in 2018 and has since been continually upgraded. On competition day, KSU's autonomous vehicle broke a track record, completing one lap in 1 minute and 3 seconds. The team's driven go-kart, Avenger, has a top speed of 60 miles per hour and includes front brakes and regenerative braking, which allows the go-kart to be driven around tight corners. In addition to the first and second place finishes, KSU's team received the Sportsmanship Award for helping some of their competitors. The combination of teamwork and friendly competition has become a recipe for success over the years. KSU's electric vehicle team has competed in the EV Grand Prix since the club's founding in 2013 and continues to rack up awards. Bill DeYoung, advisor to the team and professor of electrical engineering, said the success of the electrical vehicle team adds to the rich legacy of the SPCEET students excelling in design competitions. The team regularly upgrades its go-kart and hopes to create one that is both smart and can be driven similar to a Tesla. Team President Andrew Golden says he expects for that goal to happen within at least 2 years. For more on the team, please check out mdjonline.com. And for the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, this is community reporter Matt Golden.
For the second time in recent months, insurance giant United Healthcare is mired in a contract squabble with a large Georgia healthcare system. And as before, the battle to hammer out an agreement that both sides can accept is coming down to the wire. About 80,000 of the insurer's members would face being out of network and paying higher costs for medical care if a contract agreement isn't reached within the 11 hospital Wellstar Health System by Sunday. Like many contract disputes, it's primarily about payments for medical services. United says Wellstar's demands for double-digit price hikes are egregious and are not affordable for consumers and employers. The Marietta-based nonprofit hospital system counters that it simply wants United to pay at the same rate as other insurers. The Minnesota-based insurer averted a major contract termination in August by reaching a new deal with the Northside Hospital System. That agreement, in addition to preserving United's main agreement with the Atlanta-based health system, also brought Northside's facilities in Gwinnett County back into United's network after several months' absence. Negotiations are ongoing as the deadline looms on Sunday. WellStar said it's working hard on behalf of patients to reach an agreement with UnitedHealthcare.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. 678-ESOG-MOW.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
During their week off for fall break, children are testing their scavenging skills and diving into dinosaur times at the Mabel House Complex. The historic home, art center, and amphitheater, operated by Cobb County Parks and Recreation, is hosting Jurassic Journey this week. Families with young children are invited to visit the Mesozoic Museum at the complex, where they can learn about dinosaurs before embarking on a self-guided egg hunt. Participants explore the complex to find dinosaur nests and eggs. Kids can identify footprints of the ancient reptiles to win prizes. Jurassic Journey continues today, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Mabel House for kids aged 3 to 10. Registration's required. Roger Rosen, Chief Judge of Marietta's Municipal Court, will retire at the end of October. He will be replaced next year after the mayor and council election in November. Judge Rosen has served as Chief Judge for 37 years, having been appointed on November 9, 1983. He previously served as City Solicitor, the position now known as Prosecutor. He also operates a Marietta-based law firm, Rosen & Rosen, with his son, Adam J. Rosen. The council will not appoint a chief judge to serve out the rest of 2021. Instead, they will try to work out a solution with the four other municipal court judges to have them rotate and change their schedules so the court's needs are met in the interim period. City staff will begin advertising the need for Judge Rosen's replacement soon. Mayor Steve Thunder Tumblin said the council ought to start interviewing candidates in December so that the new council has a head start on the appointment process come January.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, Executive Producer. Jeremy Powell, Creative Director. Jacob Sutherland, Director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, Copywriter. All rights reserved.